The Sound Within, the collected short stories of Neil Gardner. Performed by John Banks, Louise Jameson, Jeffrey Beavers, Nicola Bryant, Christopher Ragland, Annika Wills, Peter Noble, Michael Fenton Stevens, Terry Malloy, Toby Longworth, Billy Fulford Brown, and Dan Starkey.
The Sound Within by Neil Gardner, read by John Banks. Inside, the space was cavernous, a behemoth of structure, its size close to unfathomable for the untrained mind. Within the space, there seemed to be no height, no width, and no breadth. The space itself appeared limitless, without end, without start. Outside of the space was darkness. Inside the space was limitless light. The boundary between the two was at once indistinct, and yet as undeniable as the space itself. Determining the structure of the space, the purpose of the space, the meaning of the space, was a daunting task. Where would you start? And how would you know when you had finished? From where would you begin the task? And where would you conclude it? By what criterion would you attempt to define the space? And to what would you make comparison? The space was. The space is. The space is everything. Yet within the space there was nothing. No up or down or left or right. The space, while illuminated by the fiercest white light, was utterly devoid of anything to see by that light. The space existed, but it was impossible to describe such existence using any explainable distinguishing features. The space was just the space. It existed, therefore it was. The space from within appeared devoid of function or purpose. In fact, it seemed devoid of anything, except the light and its own existence. From without, the space was an all-encompassing light that defined the darkness around it. The darkness was because the space was. One defined and delineated the other. Without one, there might not be the other. Did the space therefore describe the darkness? Or did the darkness inform the space, give it substance and form? Outside the space was silence. The darkness said nothing. No sounds emerged. No sounds escaped. The darkness remained inviolate. Inside the space, the nothingness of the light was considered to be the completeness of existence. Light was the space, and the space was the endless, bright, furious light. And then, something extraordinary happened. From deep within the space, from the very heart of the light, there came a sound. It lived for but a heartbeat of time, and then it was gone. Gone. But not forgotten. An eternity of space and light passed, and just as the sound became a nanospot of a fragment of the merest suggestion of a memory, it happened again. This time it lasted for a whole second. It defined the time of its duration and gave life to speculation. Was sound going to supplant the light within the space? Did the light create the sound? Why was the sound longer this time? Before answers could be formulated, the space rang out with the sound once again. It grew in strength and volume, in amplitude and tone. The sound ran laughing around every part of the space and back again, seeking the edges of the space and marking the boundaries of its existence. The light, previously everything within the space, exploded into a myriad colors, refracting through the lens of the all-encompassing sound. Together, the sound and the spectrum of light burst and fractured and exploded throughout the space. The space had no time to come to terms with this new experience, as sound and light, sharing and joining and merging and mutating, reached the place where the darkness lived. And with one sudden gasp of momentum, spewed forth from the space into the darkness. Now, the space and the darkness are joined. A river of sound and light gushes between them. Space is defined by its birthing of color and the reflections and echoes of the sound. The darkness is now no longer entirely dark, and knows the joy of both light and sound. Slowly, ever so slowly, the space and the darkness are creating something new, something different, something else. In time, there will be no more space. There will be no more darkness. Then, what will be what has come before. And what will come next will be a space all of its own.